Chairperson, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. Allow me at the outset to appreciate the critical role of the High Commissioner for Refugees in the management of refugee situations in various and increasingly expanding regions of the globe, and specifically for keeping the plight of those most in need of protection high on the international agenda. Chairperson, the Government of the Republic of Kenya fully welcomes and supports this pledging conference. In that regard, we wish to acknowledge and appreciate the efforts made by the international community and the UNHCR regarding the ongoing enhanced plan of action for the voluntary return and reintegration of Somali refugees. We reiterate our endorsement of the appointment of a special envoy to galvanize international support for and the pursuit of a regional solution to the Somali refugee crisis, which is one of the most protracted refugee situations in the world. Chairperson, as a host state, Kenya has offered facilities for refugees for the last two decades, during which period it has experienced numerous challenges ranging from security, environmental, economic, health, and general social concerns. Despite these challenges, Kenya remains committed to her international obligations and will continue to work within the remits of the Tripartite Commission comprised of the Republic of Kenya, the Federal Government of the Republic of Somalia, and the UNHCR, that was recently extended for a further period of 6 months to provide for continuity in the framework for a humane, safe, orderly, and dignified voluntary repatriation process for Somalia refugees. To aid in the repatriation process, the Government of the Republic of Kenya also pledged $10 million for purposes of general administration of the exercise and for ensuring the security of the returnees during transportation up to the border with Somalia. Chairperson, the Government of the Republic of Kenya supports the resolution of the 28th Extraordinary Session of the IGAD Assembly of Heads of State and Government adopted in Mogadishu on 13th September 2016, calling for a special summit on durable regional solutions that includes effective reintegration of returnees within Somalia. The resolution also urges the UNHCR to follow up and organize a verification visit to the area of 10,000 acres identified and offered by the President of Jubaland State, Sheikh Ahmed Madobe, for resettlement of returnees. The Government of Kenya looks forward to the development of a long-term regional plan involving all the countries that host Somali refugees, together with international institutions such as the World Bank, the African Development Bank, the Islamic Bank, and others, to find durable solutions for those refugees. It is our view that such plans should focus on development initiatives in the country of origin, Somalia, and provide for basic humanitarian and development services and livelihoods to sustain the voluntary repatriation program and improve the absorption capacity. While commending the international community and the donors who have contributed to various initiatives on Somalia refugees and to refugees elsewhere, we note with concern that the total amount of pledges of $107 million made during the Somali Pledging Conference in Brussels in October 2015 have not been fully realized. We therefore urge those who made pledges that have not yet been fulfilled to honor them. We further appeal to the international community to respond to the call for responsibility sharing in refugee affairs, particularly with the resource-constrained host countries, by increasing unearmarked contributions in order to give the UNHCR the necessary flexibility to respond to emergencies and enable them to work towards solutions for many of the protracted situations. Equally, we call on the UNHCR to provide timely updates to all stakeholders regarding the amount of pledges realized and how they have been disbursed. This will lead to greater transparency and will attract further contributions to the work of the UNHCR. I thank you.